The time now on Radio Carousel is exactly 6 o'clock, and it's time for the evening national and international news. In Britain and in the North, the mortgage rate has soared by 2%, which exceeds the anticipated increase. And the new rate of 11.75% means that householders with mortgages will have to face an extra 44 pence per pound borrowed each month. I beg your pardon, I'll read that again. We'll have to face an extra 44 pence per £1,000 borrowed each month. In the North, the prison officers' dispute ended today when Minister of State Don Concannon promised that their claim for a £2 increase in their special daily allowance would be considered by an independent inquiry announced recently by the Home Secretary. The young British soldier caught in yesterday evening's landmine booby trap in Cross Maglen is critically ill in a Belfast hospital. The 19-year-old Marine underwent an emergency operation last night for extensive face injuries, and his condition is being described as very serious. The bomb was set off by remote control as the patrol approached an area on the Cross Maglen Castle Blaney Road near a housing estate. As the four-day search of the Cushion Dahl in County Antrim for the body of the missing German industrialist Thomas Niedermayer continues, there was a feeling that it may be called off unless there was some outcome today. Last night, the man leading the hunt, Superintendent Bill Mooney, appealed for information which might assist them in their search. The main dispute involved in the Dublin water crisis ended this morning as pipe jointers and maintenance men voted in favour of accepting Labour Court recommendations and a corporation officer and decided to return to work immediately. The Employer Labour Conference is now to consider the other dispute, which involves local authority engineers. In London, the Taoiseach and Minister for Finance, Mr. Colley, said that there was a greater chance of Ireland joining the European Monetary System than staying out. But he stressed that no decision had yet been made and that this would ultimately depend on the terms available. Mr. Colley had flown in from Bonn, where he met the German Finance Minister, for a meeting with the British Chancellor, Mr. Denis Healy. But he also emphasised that Britain has yet to make its own decision. He said that the British attitude was not a negative one, and they continued to play a full part in discussing the problems put forward. If we were to join the EMS and Britain did not, the problems for us would be very great, he said. We would far prefer a situation in which Britain did join. The minister went on to say that Mr. Healy understood exactly Ireland's stance and why it was adopted. We, for political reasons, are very keen to join the European Monetary System. But we cannot enter if the cost is too great, and the decision depends on the terms available to us. The Minister for Fisheries has been urged to ban or at least restrict salmon fishing, as stocks are now judged to be at a very dangerous level. The British government last night survived by 12 votes, a critical vote in the House of Commons, with the help of the Welsh Nationalist Party and the abstention of 8 Unionist MPs. The SDLP leader, Mr. Gerry Fitt, as threatened, did not vote, and the independent Republican MP for Fermanagh and South Tyrone, Mr. Frank Maguire, was not present. The vote, the first real test for Mr. Callaghan's minority government, was on his legislative programme. For this, the last session of his administration, and had the government lost, a general election was inevitable. Northern Secretary Roy Mason yesterday described the order permitting suspects to be remanded without a hearing as distasteful, and he pledged to have it rescinded as soon as possible. Iran's military government yesterday ordered action against violent anti-Shah elements in the provinces and asked Muslim leaders to help oversee new security measures. Pope John Paul II upheld mandatory celibacy for priests as a sign of gospel clarity, and expressed support for the way his predecessor, Paul VI, handled the subject. He spoke of priestly duties in an address to 1,300 priests and friars in the Hall of Benedictions in the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican City. In what was regarded as a sinister development, government officials accompanied by detectives yesterday went to the home in Pietermaritzburg of Judge Anton Motzert and carried away documents reportedly containing evidence of a far more startling nature than that already revealed in the growing South African Department of Information scandal. No immediate explanation was available for the presence of detectives in the party, which went to the home of the rebel judge who first disclosed the biggest scandal in South Africa's history. Tanzania last night rejected President Amin's terms for ordering his invading army back to the Ugandan border. President Julius Nyerere gave his answer in Dar es Salaam 24 hours after Amin had offered to withdraw his troops if he was given undertakings that Tanzania would cease subversion against his government and violation of the border. President Nyerere refused to accept what would have been interpreted by Amin as an admission of guilt. Instead, he said the battle to drive the Ugandans out of his country would continue. Chancellor Schmidt, speaking in a Cologne synagogue that had been burned by the Nazis on Kristallnacht 40 years ago, appealed for reconciliation between Germans and Jews. But in his solemn address, broadcast on nationwide television, he stressed that anybody pleading for peace and reconciliation must recognize what had happened on that infamous night. 40 years ago today, 30,000 Jewish fellow citizens were arrested, mostly to be dragged off to concentration camps. 91 Jewish people were murdered, very many were tortured, he said. Before the eyes of many Germans, 267 synagogues had been burned or destroyed, and many thousands of Jewish businesses and homes ravished. The Cologne ceremony was attended by leaders of West Germany's 35,000-strong Jewish community, was only one of the many church services, wreath-layings and other commemorations held throughout both East and West Germany. Italian police investigating the murder on Wednesday of a public prosecutor believe that the country's extreme left-wing terrorists may be changing their tactics. The killing of senior Fedele Calvosa, aged 59, in a country lane 50 miles south of Rome, has been claimed by an extremist group calling itself the Communist Combatant Formation. But, unlike previous assassinations of justice officials, the Calvosa operation appears to have been what police call a random action. Senior Calvosa, unlike the previous victims, had never been engaged in cases involving accused extremists. President Carter said yesterday that some of the progress achieved by Israeli and Egyptian negotiators in Washington had been undone when the draft peace treaty was referred back to their governments. Speaking at a Kansas City press conference, Mr. Carter said the United States supported language in a preamble to the draft treaty linking a separate Egypt-Israeli peace treaty to progress on eventual Israeli withdrawal from occupied West Bank. But the president said this was a matter for negotiation between the two sides, and the United States was not trying to impose its will in the matter. We hope they will rapidly reach a conclusion, he added. Egypt's wish to link the treaty to Israeli withdrawal from the occupied West Bank raised a sudden barrier in the peace treaty talks this week in Washington, after progress in other areas. United States officials earlier yesterday said there was a toughening of attitudes by both Israel and Egypt, which had dimmed American hopes of completing peace treaty talks this week. But there was no chance of the talks collapsing, they added. President Sadat said today that he wouldn't be surprised if the peace talks were suspended. The Israelis have demanded that a clause in the draft peace treaty about the future of the Palestinians should be deleted, and the Deputy Prime Minister has been quoted as saying that unless a peace treaty with Egypt, his country would not evacuate their Sinai airfields until replacement airfields were ready in Israeli southern desert. United States former President Richard Nixon will visit England and France later this month. Mr. Nixon, who is aged 65, was forced out of the White House in 1974 by the Watergate scandal. He will arrive in Paris on November the 25th and will appear in a three-hour French television program on November the 26th. Oscar-winning actress Vanessa Redgrave, her actor brother Corin, and four other members of the left-wing Workers' Revolutionary Party yesterday lost their libel action against the Observer newspaper and its former editor, Mr. David Astor. As a result, they were faced with a costs bill unofficially estimated at between £60,000 and £70,000 for the 13-day hearing. Legal action was being considered yesterday by Mr. Derek Smith, whose father is claimed to have lived for more than 30 hours in a mortuary after being pronounced dead at Oldham District General Hospital. And the weather forecast, it will be mild with outbreaks of rain or drizzle later tonight. It's now 6:10, and it's time for us to go over to Studio 2 and join Jim Birdie at the Martin Market desk.
Thank you, Ray, and good evening. Trade was firm around the sales this week, and beef prices have improved. Demand for stores is still strong, and lightweight and forward stores are making £3 to £5 per hundredweight more this week. We'll start with Drogheda sales. Lightweight stores £41 to £44.50. Forward stores from £40 to £42, and Charolais up to £44 per hundredweight. And beef bullocks from £39.60 to £41.50. Store heifers from £36 to £40 per hundredweight, and beef heifers from £37 to £40.60 per hundredweight. Fat cows from £30 to £32 per hundredweight, and calves from £24 to £28 per hundredweight. Frisian bull calves made up to £135, and heifer calves to £96 per head. Hereford bulls made to £127, and heifers to £91 per head. Dundalk. They had a very good trade there for forward store bullocks, and they were selling from £38 to £42.50 per hundredweight, and Charolais to £46 per hundredweight. Lightweight stores made from £40 to £45 per hundredweight, and Charolais up to £48 per hundredweight. Beef bullocks from £38 to £41.50 per hundredweight. Store heifers from £36 to £41 per hundredweight, and beef heifers from £36 to £39.70 per hundredweight. Fat cows from £30 to £33 per hundredweight, and cow heifers up to £35 per hundredweight. Carrickmacross did a big show of stock there today, and lightweights made from £40 to £47 per hundredweight, and up to £54 per hundredweight for continentals. Forward stores from £39 to £42.50 per hundredweight. Beef bullocks from £39 to £41.70 per hundredweight. Store heifers sold from £34 to £40 per hundredweight, and beef heifers from £36.50 to £39.60 per hundredweight. Fat cows were selling from £30 to £34 per hundredweight, and calves from £24 to £28 per hundredweight. Frisian bull calves sold from £90 to £135 per head, and Frisian heifers from £60 to £100 per head. Charolais bull calves from £100 to £150 per head, and Charolais heifers from £80 to £120. Hereford bulls from £80 to £125 per head, and Hereford heifers from £50 to £90 per head. Further north now to Alams in Belfast. Store bullocks were selling from £37 to £40 per hundredweight, and Charolais were making from £43 to as much as £52 per hundredweight. Store heifers were selling from £39 to £42 per hundredweight, and Charolais to £46 per hundredweight. Calf dairy cows made from £620 to £675 per head, and calf Friesian heifers were selling from £515 to £666.5 per head. Calves for export to the continent. Charolais bull calves were making up to £200 per head. Simmentals to £196, Friesians to £126, and Herefords to £121. Friesian heifers were selling from £75 to £96. Dublin meat packers prices for next week. Beef bullocks 66 per pound, plus 2 pence per pound premium on continentals. Beef heifers 63 per pound, and cows 56 per pound. French lambs 98 per pound, that's 3 up on last week, and heavy lambs 80 per pound. We'll be back with you next week, so we'll hand you back now to Studio 1 and Ray.
Thank you very much, Jim. And once again, the weather forecast for the remainder of the night, it will be rather mild, with some outbreaks of light rain or drizzle in some places later tonight. That's it from the news desk. Our next news bulletin tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. A very good evening. We'll be right back.
It's 14 minutes past 6. You're tuned to Radio Carousel for a fun Friday evening. Our thanks to Ray for the news at 6 o'clock. And as always, the news on Radio Carousel compiled by news editor Donny Maron. And also our thanks to Jim Birdie there for the cattle market report. Jim will be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, yours truly, Kieran Murray, here with the time at 6.15 and bringing you the entertainment show from Radio Carousel between now and 7 o'clock, featuring at 6.25 Sports News with Shea Breslin, and of course 6.45 our cinema entertainment in the Carousel area. And we have a very special competition running in conjunction with the film The Last Waltz. We'll give you more details about that and your final chance to enter the competition coming up around about 6.50, so you can stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, music is the message. First off with Jim Tobin and the Firehouse.
Oh baby, 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 I'm in love with you. It's the rhythm of love, the rhythm of love. I'll never, never, never let the music stop when I'm dancing with my baby to the rhythm of love. When I'm dancing with my baby,
off on the entertainment show there, Jim Tobin and the Firehouse, the Rhythm of Love.
The rhythm of love, the rhythm of love.
Nice bouncy number. First off on the entertainment show, I have a note here that there's a sale of work being held in the Railton the Mower Primary School in Mill Street tonight and Saturday, and it's starting at 7 p.m. and funds there will be going towards a playground which is badly needed at the back of the school for the children, so that's a cause worth going and support at the Railton the Mower Primary School in Mill Street tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. Also have a note here that the Young Musician of the Year competition, sponsored by the Newry and Mourne Festival, is in full swing. And of course, they had a meeting on Saturday the 28th of October and indeed the 4th of November. And there's two more meetings. There's one on tomorrow, Saturday the 11th, with the Newry and Mourne Festival at the Parochial Hall in Newry. And that'll be the semi-final of the strings and piano section. That'll be at 8 p.m. And then on Friday the 17th of November, that's Friday week, there's the grand finals will be taking place there in the Town Hall, Newry, at 8 p.m. That'll be worth going to, I think. There'll be 12 finalists, out of which will be chosen 4 winners, one out of each section, and each winner will receive a prize of £50. And of course, on Saturday the 18th of November, the 4 winners will perform a gala concert with the South Ulster Youth Orchestra under their conductor Rex Blake, and that concert will be taking place in St. Coleman's Parochial Hall, Newry, at 8 p.m. So that's another thing worth definitely worth going to. That'll be at 8 p.m. on the 18th of November, 1978. Right now, I'd like to remind you there's a disco for hire. No gig too big, no hall too small. Those interested should phone McCool at 041-36361. That's 041-36361 for details, also lights and records for sale. I have another note here that there's a beautiful Appaloosa Colt foal for sale. And anyone interested in that score should phone David Eager at Annagassan 72130. That's Annagassan 72130. And finally, for winter warmth, one Aran jumper for sale, size 38. And those interested should contact Ms. Whelan at Glendine, Castletown Road, Dundalk. That's Ms. Whelan, Glendine, Castletown Road, Dundalk. Six on the entertainment show. Don't forget, coming up at 6:25, we've Shea Breslin with sports news. 6:45, we'll be having cinema entertainment in the carousel area, and of course incorporating our big cinema entertainment competition, in which you can win yourself a triple album. Stay tuned for that, coming up in this show.
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl, with yellow feathers in her hair, and a dress cut down her leg. The crowded floor, they worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copacabana? The hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. They fell in love. His name was Rico, he wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa, Copacabana? The hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago, when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair, she sits there so refined, and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost the Tony, now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana. The hottest spot north of Havana. Here at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
Now, you want a new car? Well, we thought you'd like to know where to get it. T&F Gilmore Limited, phone Kings Court 26, have over 50 new Chryslers, including the fabulous new Horizon, in stock. Cabaret Cars, phone Kings Court 203, have the complete new range of Datsuns, over 23 models. Both T&F Gilmore Limited and Cabaret Cars can offer you a better than ever trade-in value, and they have a huge selection of used cars of all makes. That's T&F Gilmore Limited and Cabaret Cars in Kings Court.
Newry is a great place to shop for all your needs. Breeze Fashions in Hill Street, opposite the market, for all the top London and Paris autumn collections. Call and choose your Christmas outfit, evening and cocktail wear now. George McKnight Limited, Mill Street, for Fisher Price Toys, Rally Bikes, Dolls, Prams, and First Love Cindy Tiny Tears. Join the Christmas Club now. Deposits taken. Looking a quality gift for Christmas? See the complete range of ladies' knitwear and lingerie, gents' knitwear and shirts, all at Oliver Gibbons in Hill Street. J.J. McGowan and Company, Lower Mill Street, for all your Pye, Phillips and Bush radios and recorders, plus a full range of domestic and electrical goods for Christmas. Make sure that Newry is your place to shop this Christmas.
...6:25 on the Entertainment Show, and time now to join our sports editor, Shea Beslin, for the latest sports news.
And a good Friday evening from the Radio Carousel Sports Studio. And as usual, on a Friday evening, we preview the weekend's sporting activities. But first, some sports results of the day, and beginning with racing. And the second day of the Thurles meeting was held today. The first race was at 1:30, and the winner was number 2, Carlo Lucifer, 9-4 favourite. Number 18, Roland Song, 14-1. And number 11, Laurentino, 14-1. Numbers 9, 13 and 14 were non-runners. The 2 o'clock, number 6, Sir Barry, 5-1. Number 2, Chestnut Bell, 6-4 on. And number 10, Sandylands, 25-1. Number 5, a non-runner. The 2:30, number 7, the Vintner, 6-4 favourite. Number 8, Victor's Barge, 2-1. And number 4, Master Foley, 20-1. Numbers 1 and 9 did not run. The 3 o'clock, number 1, Bective Road, 5-2 favourite. Number 14, Silent Joe, 3-1. And number 8, Kath Maria, 16-1, dead-heated for second place. 7, 16 and 20 were non-runners. The 3:30, number 1, Mr. Madcap, 9-4 favourite. Number 4, Some Joke, 4-1. And number 7, Kilfecal, 10-1. And the 4 o'clock, number 11, Fredo, 11-4 favourite. Number 15, Hollywood Glen, 16-1. And number 8, Double Crossing, 6-1. 12 and 25 did not run. Greyhound racing, and tonight there is a meeting in Dundalk, as also tomorrow night. First race at 8 o'clock. And now some GAA news. And activity this weekend in Louth centres on the Old Gaels Cup final at the Clannagael pitch. That's between Geraldines and Kilcarly. Kilcarly, of course, going for the double, already having won the championship. And they have the talent and the players at their disposal to make it a double. But Geraldines, who have been coming good late in the season, will have something to say about that, backbone by the Lynch clan. So it could be a good game. It starts at 3 o'clock. Referee TJ Byrne. The Ranafast Cup final will also be decided. That's between St Mary's and St Fecund's. And it's been a bad year for St Mary's in finals. They've lost 3 already, the Senior Championship, the O'Donnell Cup and the Minor Football Championship final. So they'll be hoping for a change of luck on Sunday. St Fecund's, who are a mixture of youth and experience, experience in the form of the likes of Jack Maguire, who's been playing with them over the last decade, they will be looking for this combination to put one over on St Mary's. Again, this should be quite an interesting tie. There are also games down for decision in the Senior, Intermediate and Junior Football Leagues. And in Monaghan, all local GAA fans will be rooting for the champion Scotstown when they take on St John's of Belfast at Dungannon on Sunday in the Ulster Club Championship Final. It's the second Monaghan team to get this far, and they'll be hoping to be the first to win the title. The Johnnies, though, their strength revolves around Fermanagh midfielder Peter McGinnity, who gave a superb display against Carrickcroppen in the semi-final. Scotstown will have to find some way of curbing him if they're to stand any chance of victory. But they can look to the likes of the McCarvels, Sean and Jerry, Eamon Keenan, Fergus Caulfield, etc. to help them cause a surprise. The Hackett Cup final is also being played on Sunday. That's at Ballybay at 3 o'clock. Anna Mullen play Sean McDermott. Anna Mullen recently have had the Indian sign on the McDermott's, having won the last two meetings. Maybe the McDermott's will reverse that this time. There's also a Junior B quarter-final game between Castleblaney and Cromartin at Clontibret, and the Killarney tournament continues with a game between Ty Holland and Meath Hill. That's in the Tumulty Cup. In Armagh, there's the All County League matches and a very vital match for decision in Division 1. That's the game between Clannagail and Crossmaglen Rangers. Crossmaglen, of course, backboned by Joe Kernan, who's playing great stuff at the moment, will be up against the league leaders, Clannagail. They have, of course, Colin McKinstry and Jimmy Smith. At the moment, Clans are at the top of the league with 28 points from 17 matches, but Rangers are only 2 points behind with two games in hand. So a victory here for Rangers would certainly put them well on the way to a league victory. Other games are Carrickcroppen against Harp, Sarsfields, who are at second at the moment, take all in Ballyhagan, and Pierce Oaks play Oliver Plunkett's. Silver Bridge, who are the Division 2 leaders and who are honoured this week by the nomination of their star player Joe Murphy on the preliminary Ulster panel to go into training for the Railway Cup next March, they take on Clonmore. They're leading the Division 2 with 31 points and they should win again. St Paul's, who are just 2 points behind with a game in hand, have a tough game against Blackwater Town. In Division 3, most important game there might possibly be that between Whitecross and Grange. National Hurling League match in Down on Sunday, at Ballycran, Down to Gone Derry, and there are all county league matches in the five divisions. There's also matches in the East Down Reserve League and the Football League. The highlight of the Division 1 competition is surely that between Wern Point and Burren. Wern Point at the moment are league leaders. Burren are 2 points behind with the game in hand. And Ray Morgan's men are very difficult to beat at home. It should be a cracking game.